Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing? I hope you've had a good day in the Lord today. I hope you've seen the touch of God in your life today. I hope you're doing really good today. Well, welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to talk about on our podcast is the book of Job, by our book of Job Bible study, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. We're going to break this up in two parts. The first part, I'm going to talk to you about what happens to Job this time, but in the second part, we're going to talk about how the people reacted, how his wife reacted, and how his friends reacted. But we'll also show you how, again, how Job reacts too. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us. And let's ask to stir our hearts for today's podcast. Lord, let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to you right now, I pray who's ever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now, God. Lord, stir their heart today for this podcast, that they can take this podcast, apply it to their life, and grow in their relationship with you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, today I'm in Job chapter 2, and we're going to go verses 1 through 13. But like I said, we're going to break it up in two parts. So let's go ahead and go into the first part. Now, the first part, when I read this, what we're going into now is Satan. Satan and God is having another conversation now. And now you're going to see what Satan does to Job. And let's see what happens here. Let's read. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered to the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man? One who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity. Although you incline me against him to destroy him without cause." So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful blows from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd, which was to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. All right, right now, in this first part right here, the first eight verses that I read right here is now... is what's going to happen now is this, is that Satan and God is having a conversation. He says, "Won't you consider my servant Job?" And Satan even said to God, the devil said to God, he says, "Listen, he's your servant, okay? He's going to serve you no matter what." Just paraphrase. He's going to serve you no matter what. And so the Lord said, "Won't you consider him and see what happens?" So right now, the devil has struck him with a sickness, with boils that come from his feet to his head, okay? I mean, they're painful. I mean, they're scratchy. I mean, you cannot even recognize him with the sickness that he has on his body, okay? So right now, what I want you to understand is right now is that Job is still in another test, okay? This is, like I said, this will be part two of his test that he's going through, okay? So he's right now, he's very sick and everything, but you still got to remember from chapter one, he lost everything. He lost all of his kids and his land and his wealth and everything. So now he's starting to feel the sickness of this test and everything like that. So this is what happens now. So he's very sick right now. He's got boils all over him. They itch and everything. Just like having chicken pox. As a child, if you ever had chicken pox and they itch a lot. Well, I think these are starting to itch him too right now and everything. So, but I want to ask you something. When this adversity comes in our lives, how do we react? Think about that for a minute. As you thought about that question, when adversity comes in your life, how do you react? And the reason I asked you that question is because now we're going to go into the second part of this, how his wife reacted and how his friends reacted, but most importantly, how Job reacted. Because you got to remember now, Job, like I said, has lost everything now. Now he's lost everything. Now he's getting sick. I mean, think about it. If you lost everything, now you're starting to get sick that it could really do it, you know, really painful and everything, how do you think you react to all this? That's why we got to keep focus on God. That's why we got to keep focus on Him, not look left to the right, but knowing that God is still in control. We have to remember now, I want you to understand this, God didn't leave Job. He's not left Job. He is still in control. He's still in control. He's not left Job by himself. God is still in control. See, the devil can only do so much too, okay? What the Lord allowed him to do, he can only do so much. So I want you to please understand that Job, that God didn't leave him and say, all right, whatever. No, he's right. He's still in control of his life and still right beside him. But you're starting to see in this test here how Job's mindset is and how he's reacting. So let me read the second part to you, and then we'll go over this. Now we're getting ready to be introduced to his wife. Like I said, we know he's married in the first chapter. In the second chapter, we hear what she says. We don't hear from her much from this book. We don't hear a lot out of her and everything. She's very quiet. So let's just see what she said here. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity?" And all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Okay? Look right here. What did his wife say? Do you still hold on to your integrity? Well, let's think about what is integrity? When she said, Job, you still holding on to your integrity? Won't you curse God and die? Here's what integrity means first. Integrity is the quality of being honest and having a strong principles and morals. He was holding on to everything he had in God, okay? He was holding on to his honesty. He was holding on to his principles. He was holding on to his morals. He was holding on to everything he had in God because he knew God was still in control. He was holding on to his integrity. He wasn't going to let this affect his integrity. He wasn't going to let this affect his relationship with God. But look how Job reacted, though. He says, but he said to her, "You speak as one of a foolish woman speaks." Now, when he said that right there, you got to remember now, when his wife is talking here, you remember she still lost, you know, she lost everything too. Her world is flipped upside down. It's turned upside down and she don't know where to turn to. And she's starting to speak like a foolish woman out in the flesh and everything. The flesh is piling up in her and everything. And she's starting to like, you know, what happens next? I mean, my husband is sick. She's seeing the painful thing he's going through. He's seeing the sickness he's going through. She's lost her kids. She's still mourning. She's lost her wealth. She's lost everything. And she might just now lose her husband. And now, not to make an excuse for her, but what I'm trying to say is that when Job looked at her, he says, "You're talking one of us a foolish woman." He says, "Don't we accept God when things are good?" Like when he's saying, when things are good and God's blessing you and everything's going good and it's like you just, life is going grand and everything's good. We accept God then, don't we? Yeah, we sure do. And we sure do love his blessings. There's nothing wrong with that. We love the blessings of God in our life, don't we? Think about that for a minute. When everything's going good, we enjoy it, don't we? Yeah, everything's going good. Now look, if we took our own personal life right now and back it up a month ago, let's say a month and a half ago, everything's going good, wouldn't it? Yeah, it was. Everything's going good in our lives. We was going to work every day. Kids going to school. We're getting things done. You know, everything was grand and everything. And then now, a month and a half later now, our world got turned flipped upside down with this coronavirus. And now we got to stay at home. We can't go many places. We got to stay social distancing and everything. So as you can see here, when things are going good, we accept God. But when now, when Job said, when adversity comes, we've got to accept God too. We got to still keep focused because he is still in control. We have to remember that, folks. Whatever's going on in our personal lives right now, God is still in control. Always remember that, okay? Don't never let that slip away from your mind, knowing that, always remember, God is in control. And God is in control of this situation, in our lives, in this situation that we're in. Hallelujah. God will touch us. God will lead, guide, and direct us. God will heal us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. He will be right there with us. All we have to do is stay focused on him. As you can see here, and then again, Like Job says, when the adversity comes, he says, look, right now I'm going through this, but God is still with me. God is still in control. Hallelujah. He's here in the good time, and now he's here in the bad time. He's the same God. He never changes. He's always the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Always remember that. God is still in control. He's not left Job. God's not left us. He is still in control. And then again, it says right here, Job did not sin with his lips. Now we're going to go over to Job's friends, okay? You know, when we go visit somebody in the hospital, let's give this example. When we go visit somebody in the hospital, just we might not know what to say all the time, but our presence being there makes a difference to that person. Do you agree with that? Think about that for a minute. Just when you go visit somebody in the nursing home, hospital, shut in, help somebody out. Your presence being there just makes a world of difference. It really does. It really does. And everything, when you go and you're with them and you spend that time with them, it means the world to them no matter what. And so now we're going to start seeing Job's friends. They come to see him, okay? Let me show you how they reacted too. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place. Now, I'm going to try to say these names, so just bear with me if I don't say it right. Elvesadah, the Temblah, Bildad, the Shimelute, and Zophar, the Naamite, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was great. As you can see right here, Job's friends made a, when they heard about what was going on in his life, they made a point to come together to come see and be with him, just to mourn with him, just to sit with him. And when they got there and they started looking afar off and they started seeing him, they did not even recognize him. His own friends did not recognize him with the sickness that he has on his body. But when they got there, they didn't say anything. They stayed there 7 days and 7 nights just to comfort him, just to bring that comfort. Like I said, it's their presence that brought the comfort in this situation. And it's just like us right here, right now, in our own situations. It's our presence that when we go see somebody, that brings comfort to them. You don't have to say much. You don't really have to say anything. It's just the presence of going visit somebody brings God's comfort with you. Hallelujah. It's the comfort that comes upon them. Hallelujah. And it's just like right here. They comfort Job during this time. They didn't have to say a word. Job knew they meant, they, you know, that brought kind of comfort to him and everything. So if you look at this today's podcast, and we look at these two, and we look at, like I said, I broke it down in two areas, from what was going on with the sickness, to how his wife reacted, to how his friends reacted, and what his friends did for him and everything. But like I said, you got to understand, his wife, she lost it all, and she still was, you could say, kind of maybe talking out of her head a little bit in today's times, you know, maybe just like going, oh, you know, I don't know what to say and do. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what's going on, you know, and then my husband's sick and everything. But Job still knew God was in control. He stayed focused on God. I like what he said. We can accept God when things are good. Now we got to accept God when the adversity comes in our life. So when the storms come in our life, we still got, he's still right by our side. He's still right in control. He is still in control of our lives today. When the times are good, he's in control. And when the times are bad, he's in control. So application of today's podcast would be this. Stay focused on God no matter where you're at in your life. Okay? Stay focused on God. Because whatever you see in your life right now, God is still in control. Just like he here is with Job, he's still in control. So still stay focused on God because he's right there with you. Don't look to the left or to the right. Keep looking straight. Keep looking forward. Hallelujah. But if you look how his wife reacted, look how his friends reacted, and then you got to see how Job reacted. And that's a good example today. It's like Job reacted, when things are good, we accept God. Now, when the adversity comes, we still accept the things of God, and we know he's in control. And that's his integrity. That's his morals in his life. That's how he knew who God was in his life, okay? And the reason I say it that way is he knew who God is, but later on as we get deep into the, as we get into the end of this book, you're going to see the real answer about what he says about God. And it's pretty neat, and also, we have the same experience too in our own personal lives. Well, I want to pray with you right now as we close out our podcast today. So I want to pray with you. God will touch you and be with you today. Whatever needs you have, you just give it to God right now, and he will touch this need, touch the need for his glory. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listening to this podcast right now, I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you touch them. Whatever need they have, give, touch their need right now. Just give it to them. Whatever need they have, touch their need for your glory, Lord. Let your glory be revealed in their life, Lord. Touch them right now. Give them comfort, Lord. But Lord, help them take this podcast and take the example of Job and still stay focused on you no matter what happens in our life. We thank you for this day that you blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives today. We praise you today, Father, and we glorify you and magnify your name. And thank you, God, that you are still in control. Hallelujah. Right here in 2020, you are still in control. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for enjoying. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our podcast. If you like to, you can always go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey, and hear these podcasts and see some teaching and preaching videos. You see some devotional writings and some and see some other services that I have been a part of and the interview I was a part of and everything too. So you'll see some things there on the page and everything. And I really appreciate you in listening to our podcast. If you're enjoying our podcast, ever how you're listening to it, just hit the subscribe button. So every time you know when a new episode comes out, that you will know they'll come right out and everything. And also, if you feel like if you know somebody that needs to hear this teaching, please, I encourage you to share this. I appreciate it. And share this on your social media page and everything, on your Facebook and everything to share and that people can hear the message, the encouragement that they need in their lives. Well, I appreciate you listening. I want you to have a blessed day.